Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. For the first 9 months of the fiscal year, CHS reports net income of more than $990 million. That's down from a record $1.6 billion in the same period last year. Through the third quarter, net income is at its third highest level in history. CHS Chief Strategy Officer Olivia Nelligan says the cooperative is positioned to deal with the current downturn in commodity prices.
We are seeing a bit of a slowdown with commodity prices declining, and we're certainly seeing decreased export volumes as well. And then on the energy side, our results are attributable to just near high industry capacity utilization rates this year versus other years. So again, seeing that downward pressure on commodity margins. And so when we are in that environment, of course, we are looking to optimize performance by making sure we're making good decisions on behalf of the U.S. farmer.
2 months ago, CHS and West Central Ag Services signed a non-binding letter of intent to join together. Nelligan said the due diligence is continuing for this proposal.
We are still in due diligence, so I'm maybe a little bit limited on what I can say. So we're continuing to explore whether a deal might be feasible in that regard. I mean, what I can say is West Central Ag Services, based out of Ulan, Minnesota, is a very successful cooperative. We've had a long-term partnership with them, and we respect their management team. And it's an opportunity to bring our supply chains together potentially and give them greater global market access. So we're excited about the possibility, and we're currently evaluating that potential.
September